from design to construction of the canal. Faced with the English blockade at sea and the difficulties of intra-regional traffic and very poorly maintained roads, the first studies to create a network of canals in Brittany were carried out at the time of Louis XIV. After a first draft in 1732, a study on economic viability in 1746, then a report on the advantages of the implementation of such a network in 1782, the then States of Brittany set up a commission for inland navigation, and a preliminary project was presented to Louis XVI in 1784. Interrupted by the Revolution, implementation resumed in 1797 with a route study. Under Napoleon I, the complete project, including civil engineering works, was finalised in 1803, with work beginning in June 1804. The command centre was located at the Camp between Bazouges and Guipelle. Here, offices and accommodation for the engineers and contractors were located, as well as a building where certain specific workers were housed, such as a number of deserters and draft evaders between 1806 and 1810. These were followed by some 300 Spanish prisoners for 110 days in 1814. Following the peace treaty with the English in 1815, the site was abandoned in 1816 due to lack of military interest. The project resumed in 1822, with most of the work carried out by local labour. They also carried out various rural jobs. 1,400 people were put to task in particular on the upper reach. Daily hours were 10 in winter and 16 in summer. Wages were about 1 to 2 francs per day for ordinary workers and 7 francs per day for skilled stonemasons. It is estimated that 1 franc at the time corresponds to approximately 2.5 euros in 2020. But taking into account the value of goods at the time, such as 1 kilogram of bread being worth approximately 0.3 francs, a litre of cider, 0.1 francs, and a kilo of pork, 0.75 francs. The granite cut stone for the main structural elements, and partly for the lockkeeper's houses, came from quarries at Louvigné-du-Désert and Saint-Marc-le-Blanc. Construction hardcore and other uses were extracted from more local quarries, Saint-Pierre-de-Pléguin-Aidé for the northern part of the canal, Saint-Germain-sur-Isle, Saint-Médard-sur-Isle, Melès and Montreuil-sur-Isle for the southern part. The canal required the construction of 260 civil engineering structures, including the locks. 2.5 million cubic metres were excavated in the digging of the canal, with almost as much backfill. The canal was completed in June 1832, and the following several months of testing and adjustment, it was opened to navigation on October the 28th, 1832, 28 years after the start of work. The total cost is estimated at more than 15 million francs. In May 1842, a tender was launched for the establishment of a port at La Madeleine in Bazouges-sur-Aidé. The construction of the port started in 1844, followed by connecting the quays with the bridge of La Madeleine. With the completion towards the end of 1847, this was the only port between Rennes and Dinan at the time.